This is Vacation with the Griswolds with your hosts, Steve and Lisa Griswold. We're here to give you information, advice, and opinions on some of the most popular travel destinations domestically and internationally. Whether you're traveling alone, as a couple, or with family, or vacationing with multiple generations or a group, we hope you'll find value and entertainment in our show. Now, here's Vacation with the Griswolds.
Hello, and welcome to Vacation with the Griswolds. I'm Lisa Griswold.
Hey, and I'm Steve.
And we are the Griswolds. Today we are going to be talking about all-inclusive resorts, more specifically Sandals Resorts. And to help us have this conversation, we have Ray with us. Hi, Ray.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We are great. I am anyway. How are you?
We're doing good.
Okay. I'm excellent.
All right. So you you know a whole lot about Sandals. I have been familiar with Sandals on a pretty good level for about 2 to 3 years. And, you know, that's all thanks to you. And I had no idea of all the things that Sandals is and represents and brings and offers. So if you wouldn't mind, can you tell everyone a little bit about what Sandals is? What's an all-inclusive resort, and what does that mean to Sandals?
Well, all-inclusive resorts, actually, funny enough, just means everything is included. No, for a lot of resorts, you know, in that segment, a lot of resorts claim to include everything. But Sandals is the only resort that can really stand out and say, we do include everything more than any other resorts that's out there. Now, all-inclusive means typically your room is included. Your meals are included, your drinks are included, you know, activities and that sort of thing. So that's the general idea of all-inclusive. And what it really does, it just allows clients to have a more relaxing time when they're on vacation. The last thing you want to do is trying to add in your bar bill or your restaurant check, or if you're going to do an excursion. But when everything's included, you just go and enjoy, you know, the resort and your vacation. Now, Sandals Resorts, what's nice about Sandals, they're an adults-only resort, but they're a couples-only resort. And so it's authentic in that sense where it's all about love and romance. And what's nice about Sandals, we're all in the English-speaking Caribbean, and we're in 6 islands right now, namely Jamaica, where everything started back in 1981. We have 7 Sandals resorts there, each having its own characteristics. And then we have resorts in Barbados. We actually have 2. We're opening one in December 20th of this year. In St. Lucia, we have 3. Soon to be 4 resorts there in the beautiful island of St. Lucia. We are also in Grenada, and we are in Antigua and the Bahamas. So multiple islands. You could try each island. As I mentioned earlier, every resort has its own personality. So with the all-inclusive backdrop and Sandals claim is we offer more inclusion than any other resort on the planet. That's our claim, and we stand behind it. So when we talk about inclusions, what are we talking about? As we mentioned earlier, all your meals. And by the way, we're luxury included. What that means is we are in the luxury category of the all-inclusives. A lot of all-inclusive, typically, they're in the middle. But we're in the luxury because we believe all our clients deserve luxury. So all your meals, all your drinks, your accommodations, your transfers from the airport to the resorts and back, that's included.
That's good.
The tips are included. You don't tip when you're at a Sandals resort. So you don't have to worry about tipping the bartender or tipping your servers.
Yeah.
Land sports from your tennis, volleyball, you know, all the croquet, the shuffleboard. You don't have to go rent any equipment at all. It's all included. And then if you're a love of the ocean, you can go diving because that's included as well. If you're a certified scuba diver, you can go dive at any Sandals resorts. The glass bottom boat rides, the snorkeling trips, all included. You don't have to rent any equipment at all. So when we talk about the inclusion and then we theme it luxury inclusions. That's what Sandals is all about.
Ray, when we went, it was my first time to go to an all-inclusive, and I had no idea, you know, what the, I understand what the term means, but I didn't realize, like, I put my wallet away and never touched my wallet ever until you leave. We did the glass bottom boats, eating, drinking, mm-hmm. nighttime entertainment. Everything is included in that price, which is great if you, you know, like, you don't want to get the couple hundred dollar bill at dinner, and you just relax, you order what you want, you can do the entertainment you want, and it's like perfect for us for just a vacation or a honeymoon or a wedding. It was really awesome. So I'm sold. I'm definitely sold on all inclusives.
Well, it's funny because Steve likes the fact that it is all inclusive as far as your meals, and so he's not tied down to three meals a day. If Steve's missing, you can find him at one of the restaurants.
The Jerk Shack. If you like Jamaican jerk chicken, oh, it's so good. You can just go to the Jerk Shack and get some plantain, some jerk chicken. All the little cute cats are hanging out.
Yeah, lots of cats. In the food, you know?
It's perfect.
Yeah, the Jerk Shack is one of my favorite places to go. It's so authentic. They prepare your food. They chop it up right in front of you, plate it right in front of you. Just the tradition there when you're eating anything jerk, from its chicken to the pork, you know, that sort of thing. So, and they have these fried festivals. They sound like hush puppies, but they're very tasty. And it's a nice open air, you know, so you see the smoke bellowing out of the restaurant.
And you smell it.
From just the grilling. And it's a very popular spot for many clients when they go.
Yeah. I mean, and there's so many things to do from when we went, if you just want to relax in the pool, and there's more than one pool, there's a lot
mostly.
Of great pools. There's, you know, one of the ones at the place we went had the swim up bar.
Well, where did we go?
Well, we've been, we've been to everyone in Jamaica.
No, but you're talking about, you went up to the swim up bar. No one knows where you went.
Let's see. We did a swim up bar in the Bahamas. There's a couple in Jamaica. So,
I mean, they all have the swim up bar, but which one was like sticking out in your head?
Oh, I don't know. They're all unique and different. Which one did you like?
When I picture going to Sandals, I actually picture Barbados.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Barbados is a very nice one. That resort is pretty awesome. That's one of my favorites. I'm not supposed to have favorites, but that's one of my many favorites.
All your children are equal.
In terms of pool bars... they're like Steve, as you mentioned, they're all different, but I think one that really stands out to me is the one in Antigua. There, that pool bar, you know, it has that zero entry pool. You just kind of, there's no steps or anything. You just kind of walk right in, and the pool bar, it's just long, it's wide, and you just really feel like you're out there, and it's right, you know, overlooking the ocean as well. So that's pretty cool.
You know, and the other thing I like, we're in Atlanta, and it's just a direct flight, and it's probably for most places, to get over to Jamaica. So we could leave in the morning, and we would pack, leave the cold, wintry weather of Atlanta, and by before lunch...
A lot of people are giving you the boo-hoo. You live in wintry Atlanta.
But before,
go ahead.
Yeah, well. Yes. But before lunch, we were at the resort.
We have all winter issues as well.
Yeah, so it's just nice. It's just so convenient, direct flight from a lot of places, or maybe one stop.
Yeah, a lot of places are going to stop. A lot of airlines will stop in Fort Lauderdale and carry on from there. But being in Atlanta, we've got Delta. And I swear Ray knows the Delta schedule better than they do. He knows all the flight times, schedules, numbers, everything. He's got it all down pat.
Delta goes to every island we have resorts in. So if you connect in Atlanta, or if you're starting out in Atlanta, you'll be able to get to any one of our resorts in the English-speaking Caribbean. And, you know, Jamaica is just really a 2-hour and 20 minutes flight from Atlanta. And they have a flight at least at 9 in the morning. And you are there before midday. You're on that beach before midday. So it's very convenient. And you know, with the high season coming up, you know, which starts really December through April, May, Delta runs 4 flights daily. So what's nice about that is, let's say, for some reason, your bags got missed on that 9 o'clock flight. Well, there are 3 more flights coming right behind that, so the chance of you losing your bag is very low, because they'll be able to bring that down on a second or the third or even the fourth flight that day. So that's not a bad thing to you know, flying out of Atlanta.
Okay, so time is flying real quick in this segment, and we got to get just a general feel for what an all-inclusive resort offers and what Sandals offers to set itself apart. When we come back, we're going to hit a break real quick. When we come back, I want to talk about the specific resorts on the specific islands so we can get a feel for each of those resorts, what kind of clientele they attract, and what one can expect when they go there. So stick around. We'll be right back with Vacation with the Griswolds.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
Did you know you can book your vacation with the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds? Steve and Lisa Griswold are happy to help you plan your next bucket list vacation, and their planning services are free. Get a free quick quote today at griswoldradio.com. That's griswoldradio.com, or call 678-815-1584. Again, go to griswoldradio.com or call 678-815-1584 and start planning your vacation today.
Hi, we're back. It's Vacation with the Griswolds. I'm Lisa.
Hey, Steve.
And we still have Ray with us.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
In the last segment, we were talking about all-inclusive resorts. More specifically, we were talking about Sandals Resorts and what makes them stand out. And now we want to talk about the individual resorts, kind of get a feel for what resort offers what might be the perfect resort for this type of client or that. So, Ray.
Let's
get started with Jamaica.
Well, Jamaica is a perfect place to start because that's where Sandals started out back in 1981. And to date, we have 7 Sandals resorts in Jamaica. So when you're flying to Jamaica, you'll be flying into Montego Bay. And in Montego Bay, we have 3 resorts. We have Sandals Montego Bay, Sandals Royal Caribbean, and Sandals Inn. What's nice about the 3 resorts, they're just 10 minutes apart, 10 to 15 minutes apart, and we do have a shuttle service that goes between all 3 resorts. We call that stay at one, play at all 3, and talk about value. Now, Sandals Montego Bay, it's known for having the largest private white sand beach in Montego Bay. On the beach, if you're a beach person, you want to be there. It's also a very active resort as well. It has some amazing suites. It does have an English pub that doubles as a club at after 11 p.m. at night. So if you want to shake a leg, that's where you want to be. Sandals Royal Caribbean, a little bit more on the laid-back side. It has that old-school, old-world Jamaican charm. So, you know, afternoon tea at 3. But it also has its own private island. And what's nice about that, that's you can go over there anytime and hang out, lay out for 4 or 6 hours. And it's actually home to the first overwater bungalows in the Caribbean. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on. Sandals Inn, much smaller, 52 rooms, and it's more of a bed and breakfast feel. Very intimate, 24-hour room service for all room categories. So again, stay at one, play at 3, 3 resorts in Montego Bay. We're going to move to the western side of the island. The western side of the island is very popular. Why? They have this 7-mile stretch of beach in the city called Negril. And the beach there is amazing. And that's where you get the sunsets as well. We have Sandals Negril, which is situated on that 7-mile stretch of beach as well. Awesome resort, very casual. Actually, Negril is known for the capital of casual. So it's really more laid-back style. But, you know, being a public beach, you'll have, you know, some of the entertainers will come and they'll play their banjo drums, you know, that sort of thing. So there's always something happening along that stretch of beach as well. But that resort, it's known for that. It's beach and the sunsets. Then
so,
we'll go
Ray,
further.
About real quick. Montego Bay is over right by the airport, so that's real quick. That's within just a handful of minutes.
A 10-minute drive away.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, now, Negril.
You can land.
How far is Negril from the airport?
Negril is an hour and a half drive. And again, the transfers are included. So it's an easy drive over to Negril. It's about an hour and a half, 90 minutes. You'll be driving along the ocean. So the scenery is pretty awesome, and you'll be going through a few cities as well. And okay. If you should go 45 minutes more from Negril, it's Sandals South Coast. Now, Sandals South Coast is on the southwest tip of the island. It's a resort by itself. It's 50 acres. That's on a total of 750 acres, but we're utilizing 50. But what's amazing about that property, 2 miles of beach. And what I love about that is that you will be in the ocean at Sandals South Coast, and there's no one coming up to you trying to sell you beads or shells or anything like that. You're going to be in the ocean by yourself. 360 rooms, all ocean front. It has its own martini bar, multiple restaurants, and they also will have 12 overwater bungalows as well. So
we'll talk about those in just a bit.
The clients that will probably go there, honeymooners love that. Young honeymooners, mature honeymooners. We don't say old anymore. We say mature. But someone who's looking to be more laid back, but also, try to have some fun as well. And it's a nice balance with that resort, Sandals yeah. South Coast.
South Coast was amazing. We love the bar. There's a bar that's over the water. It's like this beautiful round shape, so you can see the sunset, the water. And then they have hammocks.
Latitude.
Yeah, latitudes. And you
latitude,
can,
that's the name. There you go.
Yeah, you can latitude. Hang out on the hammock and have a pina colada or anything you want. It was nice. It was a very nice way to, we ended the evening there at Latitudes, and it was just a great way to cap off the evening.
Yeah, a lot of people have trouble getting out of those hammocks after having a few drinks.
Yes.
Some people end up staying there a little bit longer.
Yeah, I'll just spend the night.
Yes, it's a big attraction there. So if we move from the western side of the island over to the eastern side of the island, we have 2 Sandals resorts on the eastern side. Now, the eastern side is known as Ocho Rios, land of 8 rivers there. Now, Ocho Rios, we have 2 resorts. Sandals Royal Plantation, which is super laid back. I tell people, if you want to unplug from just about everything, you want to go to Sandals Royal Plantation. It really, it's super laid back, all suite, all butler, very decadent, in terms of the service and all the offerings there. And then smack next door is Sandals Ocho Rios, a much bigger property. And this is where you kind of turn up the volume.
Yeah.
This is where a lot of our younger honeymooners will go, and they just party, the beach party, the pool parties, 16 restaurants. They have multiple pubs and that sort of thing. So the nightlife there is really upbeat, up-tempo. And to top it off, we have it also includes golf. So if you're a golfer, you can go golf. It's included. All the green fees are included as well. So just some of the things that you can do at Sandals Ocho Rios and Sandals Royal Plantation. So let's hop over to the Bahamas, where we have 2 resorts, one in Nassau called Sandals Royal Bahamian. It also has a private island. And then we have Sandals Emerald Bay, very, very laid back, probably on one of the best beaches in the Caribbean. I would say it's in our top 2 in terms of beaches in the Caribbean. We move over to the Eastern Caribbean. Now, from the U.S. mainland over to the Eastern Caribbean, you're looking at about 4.5 hours flight time. Maybe from Florida, it will be about 3.5 hours, and that will get you to St. Lucia, where we have 3 resorts. Now, when you land in St. Lucia, it's about an hour and a half drive because you're driving from the south up to the north, where we have 3 resorts again, stay at 1, play at 3. We do have clients who like to take the helicopter over. It's very scenic. They fly over the Pitons and the volcanoes, and it's just a 10-minute flight time to get up there if you choose to do that. Barbados, that's like the gem of our resorts. I mean, we have 2 resorts there now, Sandals Barbados, and opening December 20th, is Sandals Royal Barbados. They're all side by side. What's nice about that, stay at 1, play at 2. You just walk right over. That resort will have rooftop pool. They'll have bowling alleys. They're going to have multiple restaurants as well. They're going to have river suites. It's really going to be pretty awesome. And it's on a really awesome beach, Dover Beach, there in Barbados.
Okay.
Right there.
All right. I'm going to have to cut you off right here because we're going to have to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the extras that you can add on or experience when you're at a Sandals resort.
With so much information out there, planning a vacation can be stressful and confusing. How do you know which hotel to book or what vacation package is really the best fit for you? Steve and Lisa Griswold, the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds, will help you plan your vacation. There is never a charge for their planning services when booking your vacation with them. Contact Steve and Lisa at GriswoldRadio.com for a free vacation quick quote. Write this down, GriswoldRadio.com, or call 678-815-1584.
All right, we're back. I'm Lisa.
Hey, and I'm Steve.
And this is Vacation with the Griswolds. Today we have Ray with us. Are you still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
Just checking. So we've been talking about all-inclusive resorts. We've been talking about specifically Sandals all-inclusive resorts. And we just had a quick run through on each of the resorts and the general feel, but we ran out of time. We're going to finish up with Grenada and Antigua. And then we're going to talk about some of the things you can do when you're at a Sandals resort. So, Ray, go ahead and finish us off with those other two destinations.
Absolutely. So, Lisa, as you know, Grenada, also in the Eastern Caribbean, you know, very small island, only 100,000 people on that island, all English-speaking, and probably some of the most friendliest you'll find in the Caribbean. But this resort is unique in a lot of ways. It's one of the most innovative accommodations are there, those sky suites where you have your pool hanging off your balcony overlooking the ocean. You know, those are some amazing accommodations that clients will, you know, will enjoy immensely. 11 restaurants, awesome diving there as well because it's a very remote island, not too commercialized. So great diving there. And the next door to Grenada is Antigua. Antigua, that resort voted most romantic about 14 years in a row. So that's where I mentioned earlier, I love the pool bar there. That's, you know, an amazing property on an amazing piece of beach, Dickinson Bay Beach, the best one on the island of Antigua. But again, very romantic, nicely spread out. We have two villages there, Caribbean Village and the Mediterranean Village. And every client, it doesn't matter age group, they just love this property. So that's my wrap up on the Eastern Caribbean and the resorts.
Yeah, we just ran out of time last time. So thank you for finishing that off. So we've done a handful of trips to Sandals resorts, and there's always so much to do, and sometimes you're conflicted, and sometimes there's absolutely nothing to do, which is perfect. We enjoy hanging out. We love the pools. There are always pools. There's main pools, quiet pools, the swim-up bars. That's always great for us. But there are other things as well. Anything from excursions to, Steve loves going to the spa.
Yeah, that's not the one thing that's not included, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if spa was included? The price would be outrageous, but it'd be crazy.
We'd never see you.
Yeah, we did a massage in which one? In the Bahamas. Yeah, that was nice.
And it's funny because I think it's actually exceptional. You think, you know, a massage is a massage, but it stood out as excellent.
And we had some of our agents from Pixie Vacations with us, and they did one spa treatment, then they did another and another. They were like, this is the best massage I've ever had.
It gets addicted. And, you know, I think one of the biggest differences, some of these spa treatments you do, you can do them right there on these gazebos that are jutted out in the ocean or the private salons that they have there. But it's one thing to get a spa treatment and then you leave and get in your car and then drive on the 75 or whatever freeway to get home.
Yes.
But it's a different thing if you get out and you're walking out onto a beach or ocean or in some amazing gardens and or up to a bar or
yes.
a suite. It's just really sort of lends to that whole vacation experience.
There is no limit to romantic possibilities on at the Sandals Resorts with a spa. And just, I mean, they have like gazebos and little floating like beds in the water and hammocks that are over the water. And then at night, they light up
swings.
Yeah, they have swings in the water. And then they light the fire pits at night, and they have all these couches around the fire pits, and you can just kind of hang out. And of course, you can have a drink because that's included. It's just a great way to talk and kind of end the night.
I like the fire pits too. I like when a cat comes up and snuggles me.
Oh, I like the fire pits. Yeah. They're pretty nice. And at night, you know, because you know it's dark down there. You know, you see the stars are out, and it's, you know, you're when you're like right there on the beach, and it's just really dark. You know, so these fire pits really, and it is all about the romance, the love and romance when you're down there. It just create these settings that you just can't help.
But
be romantic, you know. So you know, sipping cocktails, martinis. You know, wine, you know, your favorite cocktail, and just really just taking it all in, you know, the time while you're there.
Something else I think is pretty cool is that everyone there is so relaxed. Now, and I'm not talking about the Sandals people, but the vacationers. They go there and they're just so chill, and you might be hanging out at the fire pit or at a piano bar or wherever. And you just start making these conversations and connections with people, and it's pretty cool. And
it's
some people choose to travel with other couples, and so they kind of make it a friends thing where you all go and you can hang out, and the guys can go golf, and the girls go and they hit the spa, you know, all hanging out for dinner and then drinks after dinner. There's so many options. It's so atypical to our normal everyday life. You can go and chill, which is, it's unheard of.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you a story because, you know, the couples, you know, I mean, you get to meet other couples, like-minded, you know, whether they're from a different state, city, across the U.S. or even Canada. But I remember while working at Sandals South Coast, I met a couple. They were there with a group of about maybe 20, all friends. And believe it or not, these are all people that all met at Sandals. The one couple was from Ireland, and the other was from Minnesota. And they met at Sandals, and they became very good friends, just hanging out, just like you're saying. They kept in touch when they went back home, and they had such a good time. They decided they want to go back every year as a group, and the group grew. And I mean, when the couple in Ireland, their daughter got married, and the couple from Minnesota was invited. They went to their wedding, and then the couple in Minnesota invited the Ireland couple down for Thanksgiving. So they became lifelong friends, and they celebrate every year or every other year when they go to a Sandals resort. So these are some of the friendships and kinships that you can develop while you're there. And that just comes from, like you said earlier, Lisa, just being relaxed and laid back and not thinking about anything and just enjoying people's company and just, you know, and what the resort has to offer.
I think another aspect that contributes to this is that it's not a typical 1,000-room hotel or resort. There are, well, relatively few rooms. I mean, you've got Sandals Inn with 52. You've got others that are 150, 200 rooms. That means if it's a couples resort, you've got 400 people on property if they're sold out. That's crazy. Yeah. So you run into the same people, you hang out. It's easy to make friends.
Yeah, it's quaint. I never felt like, you know, you go to some resorts and you feel like, God, I can't get a chair on the beach, or I can't. I mean, there was always room on the beach. There's always, the pools aren't crowded, the restaurants aren't crowded, and it's like your own private vacation. Because you know, people are doing, there's so much to do, and there's more than one pool. There's the beach, there's so many things going on that even the small group of people, even if it's sold out or so spread out, you feel like it's your own thing. We did Sandals
Royal Plantation,
and it was pretty much sold out, and we felt like we had the whole thing to ourselves. And then if you wanted like action, you just went literally right next door. You could take the bus that they call the hop, and go right next door to Ochi.
Or climb through the water.
Yeah, or go through the water and just go and swim right next door. And that's, you know, a beach party. They have a DJ on the beach. They have a speakeasy where you have to know a password.
Do you understand the concept here?
There's so many different things to do at each one with all the different activities. We did the glass bottom boat. That was included. That was fun. You get to, and you don't have to get wet. Or if you want to get wet, you can snorkel. I mean, there's so many things.
Yeah. There are excursions you can add on. Excursions can be additional. That's through a separate company, right?
Island Routes. Yes, okay. That's with Island Routes. And I tell, I tell people, as you know, the island is not in the resort. It's outside of the resort. And so if you want to experience the island, the best way to do so is to do an excursion, whether it be climbing the Dunsrua Falls or ziplining through the rainforest, swimming with the dolphins. You know, there are so much different, excursions that you can do.
Or swimming with the pigs.
Some of the pigs, yeah.
That is so on my bucket list.
And Exuma.
Yeah, the Bahamas.
That's a treat. That's the most popular excursion. That's a must-do when you go to Exuma.
Yeah. So we've only got a little bit more time, but just to throw in a couple more things. You already mentioned that there's the golf and the scuba. And you said that if you had your certification, you could do the scuba. But you can also go there and get the training and the certification as long as you've got enough time. And then you can do your dives, which is pretty cool, if you ask me.
Yes.
They're very well known for their scuba training and program, and they get a lot of people that come in and do this. But we're not going to get to talk about that too much. We're going to go and take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute. Vacation with the Griswolds.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
Start planning your magical Walt Disney World vacation today with Pixie Vacations. Contact a Pixie at pixievacations.com or call 678-815-1584.
Hi, we're back, and you're listening to Vacation with the Griswolds. We're with Ray from Sandals, and we're going to kind of step it up a notch. We're going to talk about
white glove service.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about that. But there are some very high-end accommodations that are somewhat new to the Sandals family. What do you have?
Well, we are beyond excited to open the first overwater bungalows in the Caribbean, and they're actually in Jamaica and St. Lucia right now. In Jamaica, at Sandals Royal Caribbean, we have 17 overwater accommodations. 12 are called the overwater bungalows, and 5 are called overwater villas. Now, the overwater villas, they're much bigger. They have their own pool. There are 5, these suites are just really over the top in size. And, I mean, glass floors in the bedrooms. You can see the marine life there. Indoor shower, outdoor shower, hammocks, water hammocks. Really over-the-top accommodations, so you don't have to fly halfway around the world anymore to get these accommodations. But what's nice about it, it comes with a butler. And that's where I call next level. So once you book one of these accommodations, it comes with a butler, and the butler takes care of just about everything and that you want in that suite. So they're more personalized. They give you a cell phone. As a matter of fact, you're greeted by a butler at the airport. You're escorted in a 7 Series BMW to the resort. Then you're greeted by another butler that takes you in a private boat over to the bungalow or the villa. And that's where you're taken to your accommodation. They show you around in your elaborate suite, and then they hand you a phone, and that's the way they'll be contacting you, and that's how you'll be contacting them as well. So talk about service to the next level. What are some of these services we're talking about? Of course, 24 room service. If you want to dine every night in your bungalow, that's what will happen. Okay, and if you choose to go over to the mainland, they will set up your dining for you at the resort, if you choose to do so as well. You know, the butlers are trained by the Guild of Professional Butler, and so they know how to really listen and attend to all your needs while you're there.
Yeah, the villas, we saw the villas over at Sandals Royal Caribbean in yep. Jamaica, and they are amazing. You take a boat, like Ray's saying, you get on a private boat to get over to this private island. And it's like Bora Bora, but in Jamaica. So you don't have to fly 17 hours plus to go to Bora Bora. You don't have to deal with the jet lag, the time zone difference. You know, you could fly from Atlanta to there and be there in the afternoon. And it's just like Bora Bora, but even better because they're modern, they're beautiful, and like you were saying, they come with a butler.
And you can just get pizza the whole time. There's no food barrier.
You anything.
Well,
anything
and there's a,
you
there,
want.
And there's a Thai restaurant on that island too that's amazing.
Actually, that's really good.
Yeah,
that's a Thai restaurant.
Yeah, that's on the private island over there. That was
yes,
phenomenal too.
Love that restaurant.
Parrots.
Yeah, I love that restaurant.
It was so we got to do the butler service too, which is awesome. When you tell your friends you're going on vacation and you have a butler, I mean, it doesn't get there's no more the bragging rights.
Yep.
Pretty much end there when you're like, hey, I've got a butler, and they're like, wow, okay, we went to my in-laws for our vacation. But our butler, I mean, they'll bring beer out to the beach for you. They'll save chairs for you. Not that you need your chairs saved. They'll draw you come back from dinner.
Yeah, you don't need your chairs saved, but it makes you feel special.
I know.
Yeah, whether it's at the beach or at the pool
with your
or at dinner
already stopped. And
yeah, I mean, we came back from dinner and there's rose petals everywhere. They have these ridiculous baths. There's these soaking tubs that look like
giant,
like a
soup bowls,
like a soup bowl or a soup spoon. They're all, you know, they're on the balcony. They're full of bubbles and hibiscus flowers and rose petals, and they've got the bath drawn for you when you get back. I mean, and you have the phone. If whatever you need, you just
It's on speed dial too, so you don't even have to think.
You just press the button. And they're there. It doesn't get any better than the butler service.
It sure doesn't. And they are so intuitive. They really listen, as I mentioned earlier. So for example, if just conversation, you're like, oh, I was at the cafe and they had this amazing macaroon or cookie or whatever it is, and you just loved it. Oh my goodness, the next day. Or later that evening, there are tons of that pastry
yep.
waiting for you in your room. Or I mean, they're just really just so attentive. And you know, just like they just make you feel special. I'll tell you a quick story because last year we did our anniversary in Barbados, and we did the candlelight dinner on the beach. Mm-hmm. And our butler, she knew it was our anniversary. And I don't know how she did it, but there was someone, one of the performers who uses a guitar, was performing at some other era on the resort. Well, she was able to get him to come over to our table while we're on the beach and to serenade us for at least 20 minutes. And we were just blown away by that attention to detail, just really wanted us to kind of soak up that anniversary moment. So, I mean, they just really take it to the next level in terms of your experiences when you're on resort.
Yeah. We had ours, do a private dessert party over in our room because we had some friends with us and we wanted some desserts and drinks, and so
all set up.
Yeah, so after dinner we came back and everything was all set up, all taken care of. So
extra glasses.
Yeah, yeah, so anything you can kind of think of or dream up, they're there to take care of you.
Yeah. They'll pack your clothes for you when you leave.
Yeah, that's the one thing I didn't have them do. They'll pack or unpack, but I was like, I'll pack and unpack.
Let's ease into this butler thing. A little much.
I know. Well, sometimes you're there and you probably might purchase this nice wooden statue or something that you're going to take back home. They'll wrap that up for you. Like, yeah, that's nice. Something they'll wrap up for you real nicely so you can travel with it with no problem at all. So,
that's,
you know,
great.
they just really make things so easy for you. So you end up spending more time together as opposed to spending time doing stuff that,
yeah,
you know, you don't really need to do. So that's the nice part about it.
All right. Well, that is all the time we have today. And thank you, Ray. And everyone, please join us on our next episode of Vacation with the Griswolds.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Vacation with the Griswolds. Interested in planning your next vacation with the Griswolds? Go to GriswoldRadio.com or call 678-815-1584.